I was wondering what the connection would be. Serpent being lifted up in the desert, the sin of the people being brought up before them, as a prefigurement, of salvation. It's interesting because the people of Israel experienced in the Exodus moment and in Moses true freedom, true salvation, true redemption, but not in the fulfillment of God's final plan for them. Even their physical removal from slavery and being brought into freedom was still a prefigurement for something greater that he wanted to bring about in them. Why would God bring his people out into the desert and feed them miraculously for 40 years? Why? Because he wanted them to realize that it is not in the physical. I mean, think about it, right? I mean, in our humanity, eating the same thing, and now it's a miraculous thing. There's, I don't remember where, but it gets the impression that even the flavor of what it is that they ate, connecting to their own desires and things, and the miraculousness of the bread from heaven. But what God is trying to teach them is an important lesson of who and through whom they have life. I can't think of, how else are you going to teach that lesson? How else are you going to teach that lesson? But to take someone completely away from everything that they would depend upon for life, take it all away, and then provide for them in a miraculous way so that they might live. I don't know how else to teach someone where their source of life is from. And we see in the grumbling and the complaining of this is the short-sightedness of their own desires of what is being given to them. And there's many people that are starving in the world who would love each day to go out into the yard and pick up their daily bread. Don't you think? In a miraculous way, to be provided for in something so concrete and tangible. But all of these things that God is doing, he is ultimately pointing to a greater redemption he wants to bring about within his people. Even the serpent in the desert was a prefigurement of his son upon the cross. Jesus says, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. It's about being lifted up on the cross. When you see the depth to which I am willing to go for love of you, then you will realize that I am. We can get caught up, my brothers and sisters, we can get caught up in the fulfillment of our desires and our hopes. We can get so caught up in the present moment and the tangible and the concrete around us, we can lose sight of the miraculous and the eternal. This happens, but that's why we have seasons like Lent, to remind us again and to renew that, because we forget. We live in the world, we live in the concrete, yes, and we forget. We forget the greater that is a part of our life. We forget the eternal that is a part of our life. We forget that this will not be my home forever until it is completely renewed in Jesus. Then it will. And so, that's why we're here. That's why the season of Lent. That's why the renewal. Could you imagine only going to Mass once in your life? In the sense of, like, here it is. Here's the Last Supper. Here's the cross. Here's the fulfillment of all things. But you get it once, and you're done. Of all of the sacraments that are repeatable, the sacrament of initiation, the final sacrament of fulfillment of the full communion in the church. Why do we need to celebrate it over and over and over again? Because we forget. We see God's love revealed, but then the circumstances of life change again. And we say, is his love still for us? Yes. And the circumstances in life change again and again and again. Is his love faithful for us? Yes. 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 We rejoice in the mercy of God and his patient and kind love for us, to meet us in our humanity, to meet us in our short memories. And our short-sighted hopes and dreams. And so we gather again to be reminded of a greater destiny for us all in him. Amen.